You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sunday 9:40. The Giants are 9-5 to win this match outright. The Packers 5-11, and this spread is set at 4.5. And plus 4.5, the Giants 10-11, the Packers minus 4.5 at 10-11. And this is the tie of the wild card round, for my money anyway, Gil. Two teams that could both be threatening in the divisional round and both have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl as well. The Giants have relatively recent history on their side with Eli Manning at quarterback, albeit he's been below his standard so far this season. And the Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers, who's just been scintillating for the past 6 weeks. You could see the winner of this matchup, perhaps, Gil, perhaps making a run to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Scintillating is a great descriptor. What was the first thing you said, Dave? I needed a UK-US translation there. You said a tie of a matchup?
This is the tie of the wild card round for my money, the best match in the wild card round.
Oh, that's an interesting word we don't use. Well, I would agree with you. This is that game. And it's funny, if you said of these four games, which is the one that you would be the most hesitant to bet on a side, you'd think, oh, any game that involves Connor Cook and Brock Osweiler would be that game. It's actually this game for me, because I agree on both counts. It's the best game of the weekend, and it's the toughest one to assess because you have such an amazing defense in the Giants and such an amazing force that is Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. The Giants defense, Rodgers is a little more well-known, but for those who have missed it on the Giants this year, the Giants were not expected to do this well. They finished the season 11-5, and they basically in the offseason, this past offseason, spent $200 million in free agency on defense. They said, you know what? We're going to buy a good defense, and we're going to buy the right players and hope this works out. And you know what? It worked out brilliantly. They spent $85 million on Olivier Vernon from the Dolphins, $62.5 million from Janoris Jenkins, who was with the Rams, $46.25 million for Damon Harrison, who was with the Jets crosstown, over $200 million, and it has worked out spectacularly. They shaved nearly 10 points, 9.9 points to be exact, off a unit that gave up 27.6 points a game last year. You know, you give up 27.6 points a game, you're going to want to spend $200 million in free agency on defense, and it worked out great for them. Especially when juxtaposed against the fact that their offense, which was, you know, that was supposed to be the part they could rely on with Odell Beckham Jr. and Victor Cruz and Sterling Shepard as their wideouts with Eli Manning. Well, the offense averaged only 19.4 points a game this year. It's the seventh lowest mark in the NFL. And more notably, the Giants offense, Dave, hasn't scored 20 points in a game since week 12 against the Browns. I don't care how good their defense is this Sunday. Eli's going to have to put up more than 20 points because the Giants defense isn't holding Aaron Rodgers to 19 or 20 points.
He has done it before, hasn't he, Eli Manning, when leading the Giants to Super Bowl titles in 2007 and 2011. But he has had a few one-and-dones in the postseason as well in 2005, 2006 and 2008, and in those matches combined he threw two touchdowns against six interceptions. So it has been feast or famine in the playoffs for Eli Manning. What's your gut telling you, Gil? Will he suddenly turn it on, or will the Packers roll here?
It's a great question. What is your gut telling you about Eli Manning? Because that's really all we got with Eli Manning is our gut. Because as you said, it's what a career. You know, unlike his brother Peyton, who's revered as one of the all-time greats, you know, in the NFL, sure Hall of Famer, you know, just take him right to his bust in Canton, Ohio. His brother has managed to win two Super Bowls, interspersed with some of the worst quarterbacking you'll ever see in your life. But yet, when the postseason comes around, something turns on, and Eli Manning makes plays, and huge plays. The bigger the stage, the bigger Eli shows up sometimes. My gut tells me that he won't show up, but I know better than to say that out loud, Dave. So please feel free to edit that out. But this is, we've seen this act from the Giants before, in other words, is what you're suggesting. And it's true. great defense, particularly a great defensive line, really stout defensive overall play. By the way, the New York Giants secondary, referring to themselves as the NYPD, the New York Pass Defense, a sort of tribute to the New York Police Department and the NYPD hats that were so prevalent in New York and throughout America right after 9/11. Green Bay obviously not impressed with that, but the Giants' defense overall has been spectacular. And so that's exactly how they won Super Bowls in 2007 and 2011. No one was expecting the Giants to do much in the playoffs those 2 years either. They were really under the radar. And in both cases, they went to Lambeau in Green Bay and beat the Packers on what was considered, especially in 2007, hallowed ground that you just could not win on. And the Giants have done it twice as a franchise. And so they're built the same way this year. And in Eli, they have this guy who can pull it out of his butt, Dave. Pull it out of his butt. And, you know, the Packers defense is susceptible. That pass defense is very weak. Only the Raiders' pass defense has been worse. So if there's ever something to exploit, you know, this is the one to do so. So all of that is positive for the Giants, yet it's Aaron Rodgers. And that's the thing. It's like, do you want to bet against that dude? So it's sort of like, you know, if you're making the smart assessment, then don't you just take the points and take the Giants if it's that close? Maybe. But again, do you want to bet against Aaron Rodgers? You know, at 4-6, he said, you know, I think we can run the table. And they did. They did nonchalantly. They run the table. They go 10-6. They win their last six games in a row. By the way, the Steelers, because of this Aaron Rodgers proclamation and, you know, saying, I think we can run the table and winning six in a row. People forget the Steelers, by the way, in the last game. They won seven in a row heading into the playoffs. So two really hot football teams headed into the postseason. But in the case of Aaron Rodgers, over that six-game stretch, 15 touchdown passes, Dave, and zero picks with a passer rating of 122.8. That's a squirrely scale, but trust me, that's very good. He threw 40 touchdown passes this year, which is a league high. Didn't throw a pick in his final 245 attempts of the season. So if you're not turning the ball over, you're going to win a lot of football games. So I would say the key, you know, you can blanket this with a lot of football games and say the key is not to, you know, have any turnovers. But I would say particularly in a matchup like this, where the Giants defense is already good enough, if Aaron Rodgers can continue to just protect the football, that'll go a long way towards getting Green Bay the win, if not the cover as well.
I think he's doing it without a fantastic receiving core either. Jordy Nelson aside, Gil, they're not outstanding, are they, those receivers?
No, and Jordy Nelson wasn't really the dude, if you will, for much of this season. And now, of course, he's back to being Aaron Rodgers' favorite target. But you're right. I mean, look, Randall Cobb's been in and out of the lineup. And I don't even know what Randall Cobb's status is for this game. I think he's out, if I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me to that. But Cobb's been in and out of the lineup. And more, you know, more amazingly, what the Packers have done this year is, look, they started the season with Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy was considered, you know, each and every year to be one of the best, I don't know, 10, 15 running backs conservatively in the NFL. I don't think anybody would disagree with 15. At least that's what he was thought of. And, you know, really couldn't just stay slim more than anything. And they had a backup, James Starks. He was hurt in that lineup. The Packers were pretty much forced to convert a wide receiver in Ty Montgomery to their starting running back role. And he's been great. So if anything you can say about the, you know, the Packers in terms of their player personnel, their GM, maybe that guy hasn't done the job, Mark Murphy. But they sure have made the adjustments on the football field. And now they've got a fullback in Rutkowski who's getting it done as well. Aaron, that offensive line, this really can't be overstated. That offensive line has been great, and they've given Aaron Rodgers that extra beat where then Aaron Rodgers can sort of do his dance in the pocket, and he's an elusive target, and he is spectacular. So this is a great football game. It's a great way to end the weekend, the polar opposite of that Connor Cook-Brock Osweiler game. This is one of those games where if I were given advice, just sit back and enjoy this one. It's going to be great.
I was just about to say about the spread here, Gil. I get the feeling you think it's right where it should be at 4.5.
I do. I think it's right where it ought to be. It's a tough play to make. Again, gun to head. you probably take the points. You probably go Giants plus 4.5. But even as I say that, I'm appalled at myself, right?
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.